T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Popcorn
rip. On three. One,
two, three. This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get going on a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. Hope that the rain is clearing. Ready to have a good day today on a Wednesday edition. Major League Baseball continuing to bicker between billionaires and millionaires. We'll get to that at some point, obviously. Shane Dennis on the other side of the aisle. Plenty of things to get to on a Wednesday. Some continued progress as well, at least in the NHL, towards getting back onto the ice. So things appear to be, Shane, correct me if I'm wrong, at least slightly moving in the right direction, at least for now. There's no guarantee that anyone's going to agree on how the hell to get back, but they're trying to get there anyway.
It just occurred to me a little bit ago, well, right when the show started, like, I think, and let's just bring this back to me and you and be selfish.
Sure.
I think we made it, don't you?
Like, yeah,
I think we did it. However many 10 plus weeks or 11, week 11.
I think we did it right now.
Not that there's anything wrong with the Guilty Pleasures segment or the Out of Work Broadcasters segment or the Casablanca review. Those were fun, but I think we're there. I mean, we've got Damian Lillard to kind of talk about. We've got the basketball tournament to kind of talk about. You mentioned the baseball guys that seem to look the worst in all this because they're playing out their differences and problems in public, which is never good. But Lincoln Riley and OU got them to talk about. He's sticking to his guns as far as a start date in Norman, even though there's a quote-unquote start date that's earlier than that. And, you know, Tiger and Phil probably going to continue the quote-unquote match thing while the PGA Tour is going to start for real here in a little while, and we'll talk to Ryan Aselta in the second hour about what that might look like or sound like. So I think we did it. I think we're there.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
even if there are setbacks or positive tests, which there will be, I mean, at least those are talking points too. And now the NHL, forgot about the NHL. We'll talk about them in the second segment. They kind of ran to the front of the line. We hadn't heard from them at all, and then bam, last night they're like, all right, we got a 24 team playoff and this is what it's probably going to look like, we'll get back to you later, and just a hit and run bombshell from Gary Bettman in the NHL. So everybody, as far as the arms race is concerned, getting back on TV and getting back to either finish their season or start their season, is getting legitimate momentum for the first time maybe ever.
And that's good. I mean, obviously, I wish that there are good plans for return that are out there, minus the what am I doing to guarantee the safety of players. So that continues to be the last, but not the last. That's the biggest bump to get over. And we'll see. I talked with a couple of NHL guys yesterday that said they're still feeling like they're further away than Gary Bettman makes it sound. But we'll see. We'll see.
Avalanche would be the 2 seed in the West as it stands right now and get a bye in their proposed NHL playoff race, which, like I said, we'll get to in a minute and kind of spell out the bullet points of an NHL playoff as it pertains to how you were sitting on March 12th. But, hey, man, it's a plan. At least it's a plan.
It
we hadn't heard from them, and now we've pretty much heard from everybody. And the Bundesliga is up and going without fans. And we continue to drive home this point. This is all assuming that everybody's healthy and we're getting tests and retests and making sure that nobody tests positive and having a contingency plan in place in case someone does. But it looks like, at least right now, July is going to be chock full of live sports.
Yeah,
real
July is going to be busy.
Yeah.
Is it the Bundesliga that's doing the cutouts of the season ticket holders in Germany?
I think that's right.
In the stands?
I flipped by the other day, and it was in the middle of the field, so those seats weren't painted or cardboarded or whatever, but I think it's in the behind the goals. And I think you're right. I think that was the league that did do something like that. So, yeah.
Pretty good idea.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Bad. Not bad. Yeah. So,
but I would also maintain that I think maybe not sooner rather than later. That's a little bold, but I do think fans are going to be allowed at some point. But I think that's a tricky situation. Like who gets to? And how many?
Mm-hmm.
How many is
right.
a totally arbitrary number that's way down the line. But what do you think? A lottery system? Like if
yes.
you had season tickets, would
for
you pull the lottery?
For season ticket holders.
Yeah.
First come on the season ticket holders via some form of shifting lottery. So I don't think that you probably – maybe you don't reset it every single week, but – You know.
Ooh, yeah.
I didn't
think about that either. That like it can't
you
just be a
kind of
one time.
That out.
You can't be a one time lottery where the same people get to go to the game. Yeah,
no,
that's.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but those are all problems that right now would actually be good problems to have if you know what I mean.
So, no doubt. Yeah.
So they'll figure it out one way or the other. But you know, at the end of the day, the people that spend the most money in the programs. Excuse me, for colleges and stuff, would and probably should get first dibs, don't you think? I mean, that's kind of how it works. But we'll see.
Yeah, yeah
I
see,
don't know
just,
about
just
NFL
talking about
ticket
it,
holders.
Just talking about it out loud makes it even tougher and kind of underscores how tough it would be for the actual decision makers to make it as fair as possible. Something happened yesterday that I wanted to run by you, and this is a real baseline question that us sports fans not gloss over because we've heard people, Blake Snell most loudly, speak out against the coronavirus and against actually playing. But Damian Lillard came out, I think yesterday. It had to be yesterday. Anyway. The Portland Trail Blazers star Damian Lillard says he won't compete in a restarted NBA season if Portland doesn't have a legit shot to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And that statement was not only a little jarring to me, but what's to be done about players that feel the same way as him? And not necessarily whether they have a chance to make the playoffs or not, and I'm talking about all sports here. What if they elect not to play? Or what if they don't want to play and don't feel safe enough to play? Or, let's be honest here, there's an underlying thing here with Lillard. He's rich. He doesn't have to play.
Sure.
And if they're out of the playoffs, and if there's even a little shred of fear in his mind that he might get sick, and for what, in his opinion, is there anything in place that buffers those guys from actually playing? Like, the team can't fine you if you declare that you don't want to play.
Well,
and I don't know considered that yet, have we?
No, and that's a good – you're right. I'd have to look at guys' contracts and see what the provisions for pandemics are. You know, I mean, it changes everything, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody thinks of stuff like this happening. So I want to see some team roll out a you're in violation of your contract take. Uh-huh. In these days, in this day and age, forget it. Look, the NBA is in a different, in a little bit of a weirder situation because you had as many as 17 games left. Mm-hmm. That's a fairly significant portion of a 82-game schedule. 17 games. But why in the world would you come back right now and come back with, what is it, 30? Is it 30 in the NBA? I got my numbers. It's 32 in football, 30 in Major League Baseball.
Oh, teams?
30,
yeah,
number
of
teams.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, why in the world wouldn't you just come back with a playoff and hit the ground running? Why? What is the point? At this point, those that haven't won't. Just let them be. Mm-hmm. Hockey, I think, is even, and we'll get to it. But I have a real issue with the 24 for hockey. It's an unwieldy number, and I think it penalizes the teams that have the bye.
Hmm.
I mean,
okay.
Wouldn't you rather? I mean, so you're going
to
play. You get a bye. Now, in normal conditions, when you've played an 82-game schedule and you were going to do something like this, okay, I get it. But inactivity is what these guys have been all about for 2.5 months. So now
I'll clarify
a team
that. I'll clarify that. I think you might be missing something. I hear you, but I think you might be missing something. We'll get to that in a second. But, okay, so getting back to Damian Lillard and the Blazers, when play was suspended on March 11,
mm-hmm.
in their case maybe, teams are expecting the league to issue guidelines for resumption of play by June 1st. This is guidelines, not games. So here in a couple days, according to ESPN. When play was suspended, the Trailblazers were in ninth with a 29-37 record that left them 3.5 games behind the Grizz for the conference's final playoff berth. Still remains unclear, and just getting back to Lillard saying, if we don't have a shot, I don't want to play. It remains unclear whether the NBA will play the remainder of its season or proceed directly to the playoffs, which is what the NHL is going to do, and we'll get into that next segment. Lillard said he was hoping for the league would opt for a play-in style tournament involving the 7 through 12 seeds, and for those that aren't leatherheads, big basketball fans, the Blazers have two players returning from injury that would certainly help their case in a 7 through 12 play-in type situation. Otherwise, they just have to pick up where they left off and try to make up the 3.5 games the hard way, which I'm sure, and I understand
right.
that Lillard's probably not too thrilled about that because it's not about just you. You got to have some help down the stretch. He said, quote, "We had fought ourselves back into position to get a spot. We had our starting center and starting power forward coming back, so we had a lot to look forward to and for a great reason. Now they're healthy and have extra time to train and rehab while everybody's rusty, so now they won't be coming back as the only rusty players. And if everybody's rusty, we can come in here and beat everybody," quote unquote. That he's talking about Joseph Nurkic and Zach Collins. Those are the guys
right.
that are injured and coming back. And by the way, Lillard's averaging 29 points and 8 assists a game. He's the NBA's fifth leading scorer this season, working on a career season, and they reopened their practice facility earlier this month for voluntary workouts. So he has come out to say, and I'm reiterating here, that if we don't have a legitimate shot at the playoffs, I'm not going to play. I'll be there. I'll be with my team. I'll be a team guy, but I'm not playing. I'm not participating. Now, a little closer to home, kind of, and riddle me this, follow me on this line of questioning. It was released this morning that the basketball tournament, TBT, you know that one,
mm-hmm. Sure.
The show will go on at a location to be determined. One, they released its health and safety plan for the 2020 The Basketball Tournament, which will feature 24 teams playing at one location over 10 days this summer. Players and staff will be tested for COVID-19, quarantined in the days leading up to the games. And again, that all goes without saying, and we're going to test and retest ad nauseum, and whether the players like it or not, you're going to get a bunch of tests, and your temperature is taken. The decision to carry on, this according to the press release, the decision to carry on with the event comes after extensive consultation with health experts, epidemiologists, and TBD participants. Including among its list of advisors is Tara Kirk-Sell, who works at Johns Hopkins. Okay, that passes the smell test. And Dr. Thomas Hospel, who serves as medical director of the PGA Tour. And they have a quote. Here's basically what you need to know. The result of the TBT's health and safety plan, which is a working plan that will continue to be updated in the weeks leading up to the tournament. At the core of the plan, the five facets make it unique. And here's another model that everybody else will be paying really close attention to see how this works. And if it does, you know, it's going to be a copycat thing. All participants will be tested for COVID-19 upon arriving at the location. Positive test result will lead to the removal of both the individual and their team from the event. So somebody gets it, the likelihood of somebody else already getting it will, sorry, this is how it goes, you're done, you got to go home. Teams will be kept separate at all times in quarantine and screened regularly for symptoms of COVID-19. All participants will be tested again after the quarantine period. Positive result on the second test will lead to the removal of both the individual and their team from the event. Teams that have tested negative will be cleared to participate. Once cleared for participation, TBT will continue to screen individuals for symptoms daily, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Myron Metcalf has a little bit of deeper dive beyond that press release that there is a... The organizers are considering multiple locations, but there's only going to be one. So that led me to wonder out loud, kind of, as I was reading this, is Wichita a stretch? This location...
Hotel spaces for 24 teams, probably single rooms, because I mean, you're not going to double up, are you, at this point?
Well, if the teams... I guess now that you brought that up, the teams can. They're together anyway. So if they test negative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as logistics and housing all those people, we're looking
probably
at...
probably talking about 350 400 hotel rooms probably.
115 teams applied for this thing so far.
Wow.
The 24 field team will be announced next month. I didn't really honestly have time to weigh the pros and cons if Wichita was really considered to be the place. Money would talk, wouldn't it?
Well, they would be guaranteed great gates. I mean, that's the thing that you can, you know.
They're not going to let people in, are they? I'm just talking about location because this is not exactly a hot spot. This is Sedgwick County, Kansas.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's
you know what I mean?
Right.
You're looking for a quarantined campus. This qualifies. Yeah, if you had gate, hell yes, this would be a no-brainer. But man, I don't see that happening. I'm just saying, will the TBT, because... And again, the success of the aftershocks having little to do with it because you're not getting the gate that you had the last 2 years. But I'm just thinking out loud, like, this isn't exactly a hot spot. I haven't looked at the numbers nationally, but I can't imagine Kansas is up among the leaders, so to say. Mm-mm. But anyway, that's going to go on, but it's only going to be in one location. Here you go. Trying to think, look at the guy's name that I'm quoting and what Jonathan Mugar, M-U-G-A-R, the event's founder, said they're looking at cities with local officials who are willing to partner with the event. Mugar anticipates fewer than 400 athletes, staffers, medical professionals, and TV personnel housed on the quarantine campus, but no more than 50 in the actual gym when the games will happen. It's not a physical bubble, but anyone inside its confines must adhere to the TBT health and safety plans to enter. So, keep that in mind. That's the TBT latest. That's Damian Lillard's latest. That's what we're left to talk about during COVID-19, but I think we're almost there. Bruce and I talked about 10 minutes ago. I think we're, selfishly, I think we made it, even though we're still sheltering in place. All right,
you know, we might need another month or so to get through it, but I think, you know.
But time is on the side of a bunch of these sports. Yeah. Not all,
right.
But some.
Nope, you're right. I'm with you.
Okay, with you. Let's lay out the show. What's on tap, brought to you by Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. We finally hear from the NHL, and they race to the front of the line. Front of the sports line, anyway. We got a music duo question for the Syndio HRO Twitter question. College football's latest, John Kitna has a son going to Florida. Lincoln Riley sticking to his guns. And Ryan Aselta from Golf Magazine and Golf.com on the PGA Tour schedule. And the next match featuring Phil and Tiger, because you know it's coming. All that's coming up on a Wednesday Sports Daily when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.